We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697. Gets a pair of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers December 12th at the Oakland Arena. Live underwater, and your great-great-great-granddaughter is doing fine. We're going to have tickets all week, and you can listen to Jane at 4 o'clock for more chances to win. Oh, I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you. Bye, you. So if you want to go, you got to get through Hooman. Call number 9-800-400-3697. Hooman, the manning the phones.
Thank you.
Hi, Hooman.
Hey, humongous movie review coming up later today, everyone.
Tommy Igo's coming in.
Yes, the best drummer in the world is coming in to review Jim Jarmusch, his new film, The Dead Don't Die.
Oh, yeah. I love a good zombie flick. Mm. And this one sounds great because Bill Murray's in it.
That's right.
He was great in Zombieland. He does a short cameo in Zombieland. It's hilarious.
Is he funny or scary? I'm interested
in this
to
film,
hear.
Yeah. He's kind of bland.
Oh, really?
He could have used some salt.
Oh.
Yeah. Some spices.
It sounds like he didn't love this movie.
Well, you know.
How's Selena Gomez in it?
How bizarre.
Well, there it is, right? I think the fact that they
Is she the star?
No. It's hard to. That's
the
a good question.
The
you know
star.
What? I'm going to ask Tommy that question. Who is the star of this film?
Mm.
Is right. there a star of this film?
I like when zombies are the star of a zombie film. It's like we watch The Walking Dead sometimes, and there's literally no zombies. Yes, Vinny, your hand's up.
Well, okay, so you're going to ask Tommy who's the star of the film, but she just asked you who the star of the film is, and we're wondering if you'll answer.
Boy, that's tough. I would have to say maybe Tom Waits.
Tom Waits is in this film?
Yeah, but he's completely unrecognizable. I mean, entirely unrecognizable.
And yet, he's the star.
Is it because he's a zombie you can't recognize him?
No, he's a homeless guy that lives in the mountains.
Oh, like Murder Mountain style?
No, more like the homeless guy that steals everyone's chickens.
Oh,
he's that
well,
kind
listen,
of
I'm intrigued, and I can't wait to peek for the week at 9:15. I don't know who that guy is. It sounds like a hermit more than a hobo.
Yeah, he's got a coonskin hat.
Oh. Well, like, can't wait to hear all about it.
Who's that guy we used to watch as kids that had the coonskin hat?
Daniel Boone?
Daniel Boone. He has a Daniel Boone hat. Exactly.
Tom Waits does.
Yeah. As far as I can remember, yes. Yes.
Do you know Tom Waits from his music career?
I mean, I've heard him perform a couple times. I've met him once or twice. He used to come down to the San Francisco Film Festival
You've
all the time.
You've met him?
Yeah. Have you met him?
Of course not.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I mean,
he's trouble. Here. I don't go places.
Well, back in the day.
I don't want to meet anybody.
The less but I do
I meet,
like
the more
Tom
successful
Waits.
Successful today.
Do you like Tom Waits?
I don't like Tom Waits. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm a fan. I don't. Didn't he do? He did. A whole record with Scarlett Johansson or something,
yes,
didn't he?
Yes, exactly. But he's done. He's got a music career going way back.
Right. And he's an older guy.
I can't take credit for it. One of my friends used to call it puke in the gutter blues.
Oh.
And he's got this voice. It's
right.
just like...
Rumbly,
but it's
raspy.
Not like the metal raspy.
Has
it's,
he done a ton of acting? I don't...
He has.
Okay.
Yes.
What kinds of roles do you know?
I can't. I'd have to look up his IMDb.
The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. Down by Law, Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh.
Just really random stuff.
Yeah.
How old is he? He's 69?
I think he's, through the years,
69.
He's gotten roles in part, not only because he's got a super gravelly voice, mm-hmm. but that people are fans of his,
mm-hmm.
and so they want to work with him because right. they like his music.
I like Tom Waits.
He's kind of scary looking, too.
Oh, I don't. Really?
Yeah, I don't want to see him in a dark alley.
Well, just, you know, a scruffy with a white guy.
Cap, yeah, and but like steps barely any eyebrows in the woods. And that look.
Is this his biggest hit? I don't know this one.
Yeah, it's one of his bigger hits. This is I Hope I Don't Fall
In Love. Anyway,
with you.
Today at 9:15, Tommy Igo comes in. My dear friend, I
love
seeing
him. Not to get anything done today.
I'd like to congratulate Justine of San Jose. She won the Jonas Brothers.
All right. Congratulations.
She's screaming and shouting, crying.
That's exciting. Well,
she'll be having a great time if she's still a fan of the Jonas Brothers in December. It's a ways off. All right, Celebrity Trash brought to you by Tahoe Blue Vodka.
I am on the Tahoe Blue Vodka Instagram right now, and it is described as local, award-winning, gluten-free, grape, sugarcane, corn, and the refreshing waters of Tahoe. And just so you know, when you purchase Tahoe Blue Vodka, proceeds are donated towards enhancing and cleaning up
Keep Tahoe. Tahoe Blue.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
I like that Tahoe Blue Vodka. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to start with the Rolling Stones.
I'm looking at their Instagram, and you're not on there at all.
Yeah, that seems weird that you're not
me?
On there.
Yeah.
Let me text them right now.
Get you on there.
Put my picture up there!
Incline, the last picture I see
they
is...
They have so many... Okay, so if you're on there, Vinny, then you're seeing all the amazing pictures they post of Tahoe.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
And Tahoe
but you're
is...
you're right, my picture should be up there.
A jewel of California... Well, I mean, I guess not.
I know what we should do.
One of the jewels.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's Photoshop.
It's the crown jewel.
Oh, you want to Photoshop me in one of them?
Oh my God.
Oh, you
put her
totally
into a canoe on or a paddleboard on Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, make me look hot though.
So, you know what, Tahoe Blue Vodka? You need to Photoshop use that into every photo.
Copy GQ. Whatever GQ.
Laying out on the
beach. Make me look like 10 years younger and 20 pounds lighter.
You know what?
Send a bunch of pictures from your heyday, from when you were a bud girl.
Why don't we all put?
Oh, we can't do bud girl stuff though.
Put the Yuzette in the canoe and then have us all like around her.
Yeah, just our heads bobbing above the water.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm into this.
Put us all in.
Matt, you hear that? He's the owner.
Okay, so let's talk about the Rolling Stones, you guys.
Ooh.
Yippees.
I'm a big fan.
Because tomorrow. We have a 4-pack of Rolling Stones tickets to stoke out your dad for Father's Day. Should I say the name of the contest? People will sit and try and figure this out.
Well, they can.
Name that Rolling Stones riff. So we're going to do a series of five. They're going to be quick. Mm-hmm. And if the first person who can name all five in the correct order is going to win this 4-pack of tickets. So tomorrow, are we doing this at 8 o'clock tomorrow?
We're either going to do it at 7 or 8.
Okay, so at some point tomorrow, your chance to go see the Rolling Stones. Their tour is sponsored by a retirement planning group, which
no
is kind
way.
Of
Are
ironic because they'll never retire. but they want their older fans and maybe to get the young kids started too. You know, look, guys, start planning for your retirement. It's funny because when I was a kid, my dad was all over me about retirement. Like he said...
He was
all about investment, all about retirement, and I never
Good
listened
for you.
To him. Oh. No, I did not listen to him.
Yeah,
nope.
But you came along a lot sooner than most of us did because of that.
The first time I was able to contribute to a 401k was when I worked at The Point in St. Louis. 105.7 The Point.
What kind of music?
Alternative.
Oh, wow.
And I was told you can invest in this 401k, and I was like, I don't even know what that is. I call my dad. He goes, put in the most that you possibly can. He's like, make it hurt. Do it. And I did. And that was the best advice, and I was in my 20s at the time. Mm-hmm.
Which is great.
It is great.
It's a big deal.
It's and good.
To think that, and I know this, I still remember it. Liz St. John was the lady here at Alice that was like, you're not contributing to the 401k here? What are you, stupid?
They match the money.
Mm-hmm. It's free money.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta do that. Why right. wouldn't you do that? And I mean, she's just someone that I work with, but there she is giving me the advice I'd never gotten anywhere right. else.
Yeah. What'd you say?
I said, okay, how do I do that?
And he started doing it. Listen, the earlier that you contribute, the better. I've been all over both my kids, and neither one of them listen.
Well, they don't even have jobs yet. That's not fair.
Well, Riley had a job, and I.
Well, that was at a coffee house.
I made him open up an IRA.
Give him a second.
Hey. You know, making $350 an hour.
Mid-20s when he
starts
working.
It's not the 80s he's at. He was making like $9 an hour. He
But I opened up an IRA for him and made him contribute, and he was very resentful. But, you know, we also, it's so funny how it comes full circle, because I was like, if I had started investing in my first job, I would, you know, you'd be that much further
sure.
toward funding your retirement. So I was all over him and continue to be. He loves it. There is a tour sponsor. It's a retirement planning group. It's a nonprofit, too. It's called Alliance for Lifetime Income. It's set up to boost awareness about retirement income options. They are going to have booths outside the stadium so that they'll be trying to catch people before they've had a few adult beverages, or I don't know, maybe after on the way out, I guess might even be a better time. So it's a nonprofit. The cost of the deal was far less than a corporate brand deal, but organizers said the Stones were interested in supporting the cause. Even though they'll never retire, they know that they're, I'm sure they've met fans who were like, yeah, I'm screwed. I'm now in my 60s and I didn't plan for this.
Well, I'm sure someone talked him into it. The money that every one of the Stones guys must have is, they don't have to think about money.
Nope,
Mick Jagger doesn't think about money.
He doesn't have to, but he knows that his fans do. And I think that's actually kind of a great idea to have them as the tour sponsor.
I love seeing pictures of them. They're
children.
Babies. Yeah, children. I mean, babies isn't the right word, but they're little kids and they're already the Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm. Well, early 60s.
Right. And they're already celebrities and they're already big and they're already taking, you know, same, yeah. I guess, as the Beatles, except these guys are still a band.
Doing it.
Right.
So
still
a band. About the same, 340 to 360 each of them.
Million. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. Solid money. That's Rolling Stones money. Mm-hmm. Metallica is next up in the couple minutes I have left here. When you turned 13, what did you do? Do you remember what you did?
13?
Yeah. Would you? Does anyone here remember their 13th uh-huh. birthday? Oh, you
I
do?
I
don't.
I was just starting 8th grade, and my dad had a little party for me, and I had ice cream cake, and we were living in Noe Valley, and I had a few friends over.
That's adorable. I have no idea what I did. Bryn, do you remember? You're probably the closest to it.
No, I don't. I was.
Why doesn't Hooman? He's the birthday guy. How are you telling me you don't remember when every birthday is a damn event of the year?
It is.
It is. One of the biggest parties of the year.
I'm trying to think
I can't imagine your mom, for my 21st. Being 13, that's the. I can't believe your mom didn't spoil the mother living you know what out
Maybe she did it so much every birthday that he just doesn't remember that one in particular.
Yeah. Can't remember it.
What about you, Vinny? Any recollections?
No, zero. Yeah. But I've never.
Well, this kid's going to remember his.
Uh-oh, what happened?
His name is Evan Adamson, and he lives in Amsterdam. And he was at a Metallica concert, and this happened. Do you have the audio of this?
It's on Instagram, so I can't really jump ahead.
All right. And there he is, Evan Adamson, behind the kit for Metallica. That's the kid playing drums. He got tapped out at that point.
Yeah, I was going to say he's missing some stuff there, but
yeah.
That
Lars
is so,
came back.
So cool for him.
Yeah, he wrote on his Instagram account, well, no words. I mean to play drums in front of 68,000 people with my heroes, my favorite band of all time. It was just the best thing ever. To top it all off, it was my birthday.
Wow.
So congratulations, Evan Adamson, and thanks. And you know what? That's nice
so
of
cool.
Metallica to let him jump in there.
And smart of them to pull him out of there because people paid.
Yep.
People paid to come see you play, not this kid.
Mm-hmm. Pay your master. Master. Master of puppets is pulling your strings.
I make it ring.
Hose.
That's neat. I like it.
Parents will do pretty much anything for their kids. This is going to put that to the test. You get to spend a night in hell on Earth with the Baby Shark Tour.
Oh, cool.
Don't play this.
Baby Shark Live. Pinkfong is the South Korean educational brand behind the song. They have announced Baby Shark Live, a fully immersive, one-of-a-kind musical experience. A full tour schedule will be announced on July 9th. Pre-sale tickets and VIP packages will be available. Fans can sign up on babysharklive.com to get the scoop about on-sale dates. So it's going to be a bunch of tall people and a bunch of really short people. You going to bring your daughter to that?
No.
You sure about that? She'd love it.
She's a baby still. She can't really, you know.
Yeah, that's who's going to be.
You just lock her in a room.
I mean, I think
she's
toddlers are going to be there.
I don't know. You think 6-year-olds are into that? I don't think so. You think Isla would be into that?
I don't know. She's been to shows, but she's a trip. She doesn't like loud noises. So we go see shows, she has to wear the head ear protection because she's over it if it's loud. That's how I get her out of the room when I'm practicing guitar.
Crank it up.
Crank it up. She runs for it. Like, really runs, too.
I want to give you a quick David Ortiz update.
Oh, good.
The man who allegedly shot him has been arrested. This was announced yesterday. The shooter and 5 other suspects have now been rounded up. They're saying that this guy, let me see if I have his name here, Rolfi Fiera Cruz. So it's a total of 6 or 7 people who've now been arrested, but they're saying it's at least 10 deep. And this guy was paid 400,000 pesos, which I think translates.
Like $8,000.
Yeah, it's around $7,800 bucks. Exactly.
It's a love thing, huh? It's a love affair thing.
I don't know what it is, but it's all these people are going to get it. They found the gun buried under a house 100 miles away. But they have the gun, which means someone's talking.
Yeah.
So here's a picture of the shooter. He's got great eyebrows and beautiful tattoo work. Oops. And then there's they had the weapon in a big plastic evidence bag. Tiffany Ortiz said of David Ortiz, Big Poppy's condition. His condition's guarded, and he will remain in the ICU for the coming days, but he's making good progress towards recovery. So, looks like he's going to wind up being okay, which is good news. And they are busy rounding up the culprits down there.
Wow.
Yikes. Mm-hmm. I hope for his wife's sake that it's not an affair. But
well,
I can't.
It wasn't robbery. That's
I know.
What I thought
I can't
first.
Imagine
it was robbery,
what
but...
else it would be.
Mm.
What else would make someone so mad? All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff, including the bathroom.
Oh, the bathroom.
Night owls. Yeah, the bathroom. Certain behaviors in the bathroom. Huh. You eat a credit card.
Eat a credit card?
You eat a credit card and you don't even know it.
I eat a credit card?
You eat a credit card and you don't even know it. And more after these.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Jane has another pair of Jonas Brothers tickets to give away at 4 o'clock today. We gave ours away at 7 o'clock. We've been doing it all week, and if you're a Jonas Brothers fan, this is the place to be.
The Radio Alice Report.
Sorry, I just went into Jane land for a second there. I wasn't thinking that, Bryn. I was thinking the other song, but thanks.
Oh, I think we have him singing the other song, too, don't we?
We don't need that.
Do we?
I think we just got it.
What's up?
I don't remember that.
I thought we got it just like
Can you play
week?
My thing again, please? Can you?
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by The Organic Coup.
Oh.
Organic Coup wants to know, who likes our certified organic corn dog the mostest?
Oh.
Sarah, Vinny, Yuzette, Bryn, or Humon?
I think it's Yuzette.
Hey.
Well, she loves a corn dog.
I love corn dogs.
I haven't tried
but Organic Coup, how will we know? Because you haven't given us any.
How about you bring us some, huh?
Yeah.
How about that?
I totally put that in my mouth.
How you like me
I
now?
I would put that in my mouth. Hard.
Meat every day.
I'm starving.
I'm hungry, too. I'm always hungry, though. Surprise.
Do you guys know something I don't know? Or are corn dogs walking in the door
any
second?
No.
We're trying to make that happen.
Organic Coup.
How That's... could you ask us this when we don't know?
Yeah. We need to have your corn dogs. Organic, huh?
Kenny Wardell Jr., get on it.
All right. Well, I guess we'll answer the question another day. Here's what's happening.
We'll fight it out for who likes them the most.
I'm going to win.
I know you are. You love corn dogs. I'm 50-50 on corn dogs. I really hope that was on camera. Show Vinny what you just did.
Nice. Oh. Yeah.
Corn dogs, come on.
Looks painful.
She can double fist them, though, Sarah. Anyway, congratulations to St. Louis. They beat Boston to win the Stanley Cup. The
what
real news here is that the Warriors play Game 6 tonight in the NBA Finals against the Raptors. It's a must win, and it's the last game, no matter what, in the Oracle Arena.
Let's have the last game be a win. How about that?
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
I feel like the team will be very inspired.
Well, we'll be trying real hard, eh? So good luck tonight.
Oh, Toronto will be trying real hard?
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine. This is the finals. This is the end. So everybody's out for the win.
We're doing our best.
Right.
We're out for blood.
I think most dads in the Bay Area want a game 7 for Father's Day.
Oh, yes.
Which, by the way, is this Sunday. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Mm. Boy, that's not.
I'm a sucker for you.
There's a couple people.
Barely.
Clapping.
Sheesh.
Four or five people in the audience.
Dads get no respect.
Ah, come on.
Well, that's don't overdo it. Wow. The stadium's full.
Now we're talking. Yeah, Daddy. I hope you like your little birdhouse I got you.
He doesn't. He said he can't use it, remember?
No. He likes it, though. He, you know, you get to make it. And it's...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Jesus, turn that off.
Dad!
So loud.
A bird landed on it, and it fell over. Yeah. The bird had to go to the bird hospital.
You guys got a birdhouse that broke?
No. Yeah, I just bought him. I bought him a birdhouse that it's like a little old-fashioned trailer. And he had to make it, and I said, "Oh, you're gonna hang it up on a tree and let birds?" He goes, "No, it's too flimsy.
Right,
fall right apart." I'm like, "Just glue it together. Let some bird live in there."
That was your response. He said, "It's too flimsy," and you said, "Just glue it together."
Yeah. Well, it's
try
just
harder,
one of those
Dad.
Things.
Try.
Come on, Dad.
Harder.
Try harder.
Get some birds in there.
Yeah. Make it a double wide, Dad.
Yeah, Dad.
I want to see a post on Instagram with a bird in the birdhouse I sent you, yeah. And I want to see a damn smile on your face in that picture as well.
Yeah, hello.
Get
That's
your dumb head in the corner. It's called a selfie. I want it all done by 5 p.m.
Yeah, Dad, get on it.
This Sunday.
Yeah, on Father's Day.
Right. There's your homework, gentry.
He says he likes it. But what's he going to say, you know?
Right. As he sweeps it off the kitchen counter into the trash.
No, it's really cute.
Ellie did it.
Yeah. I'm sure she's like, oh, great, tchotchkes for my house.
A federal judge yesterday spared Stanford's disgraced former sailing coach from prison.
Yeah, I really expected this guy to get some time.
You know what? The thing is, and some texters wrote this in, he didn't use the money for himself.
Mm. He actually spent it on the program.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Maybe he didn't know that it was a bribe.
Or maybe he did a really good job hiding it. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is entirely. I know that he didn't get any jail time. He got 6 months house arrest. Mm. They said, oh, sorry, they said 1 day, which he'd already served.
Oh.
So he got 6 months home detention. Mm-hmm. He was ordered to pay a $10,000 fine. She credited him with the day already served in prison.
Hmm.
He made no excuses. He's a married father of two, and he spoke publicly for the first time. I deserve all this. I caused it. And for that, I'm deeply ashamed.
Hmm.
I made a mistake. I'm accepting responsibility, and I'm bound and determined to move forward with my life in a way that honors and the love and support I've gotten over the last 3 months from my family, friends, and my sailors.
Mm. All right.
Silly question, but he lost his job, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He also
lost. He's been punished.
Yeah,
for sure. Now, some are saying it's a slap on the wrist and it's not real punishment. And I would say house arrest is not real punishment. Mm. I mean, he's lost his job. That's real punishment.
Mm-hmm.
He has to go try and get another job as a sailing coach.
He could be at the yacht club somewhere.
And I don't know how that's going to happen.
Well, and, you know, his name is splashed everywhere
right.
As far as, you know, he's a dude who was on the take.
People do a search.
Right.
It's one of the things that happens when you do...
Yeah, it's not like you can ever make that go away.
Mm. America's Cup, Oracle. Larry Ellison will hire him.
Yeah.
Will he?
Sure.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, good for him.
It sounds like he's got a great new gig. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Larry.
Lucky.
Larry's like, what? No. What am I doing?
Over a quarter of us use public bathrooms as a private sanctuary when they're stressed out and need to get away.
Oh, yeah.
What?
You've never done that? Just been like, I need to go to the bathroom. And just gotten the hell out of whatever situation you're in?
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. I'm done in this conversation.
Oh.
Huh.
I need just to get away from what's happening here. Absolutely.
Yeah, I've never done that.
Oh, really? It's
now
nice.
I just walk away.
Just take a minute. I'm afraid someone will follow me.
All right. Well, the survey was specifically about public restrooms. I think it's pretty normal for parents to hide in the bathroom from their kids. I think that's...
Do you?
Lock that door for a minute. Give me... I'm going number two, and I need privacy.
Yeah. I don't even say why. I'm just... I'm in the bathroom. Tell me later. I can't hear you. The water's running.
Important.
I guarantee you it's not. I've heard you. I've heard you talking.
40% go in there just to blow their nose.
Oh,
public
my God.
Bathrooms.
I will go. I hate blowing my. I actually, it's so awful because a lot of times I have to blow my nose in front of you guys. I hate blowing my nose
every
in front
day.
Of people. I want to go to the bathroom to do that.
40% use it to blow their nose. 27% as a sanctuary. 25% go in just to use the phone.
Mm.
I say no to that. No one. If anyone's in there, they're bummed. They don't want to hear you.
Mm. Well, don't worry. They're already bummed because they're in a public restroom.
True.
They're gonna get the hell out of there as soon as possible.
14% regularly use public bathrooms to change their clothes.
Oh, what if your clothes touch the ground?
I know, that's rough. That is a tough one.
Ooh. But if I had to change my clothes, that's where I'd go, I guess. In a radio station, pretty much every room in this place has a giant window in it.
Right.
Well, our office, you can shut the curtains.
That's true.
What about
you can't lock it.
Oh, I don't worry about those
right
people.
Outside this building is another building with windows looking in.
There are blinds here. You can put these down. There's shades.
Oh, there's blinds in our room too?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never noticed that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we never put them down. I've been a morning person since the beginning.
Yep.
Just have.
You are.
My brother used
a morning
to hate
person.
Me for it because he would be like,
I'm sleeping over here.
Turn him off. Make him stop.
Yeah, I've never been a morning person. My dad was always the guy getting up, singing, walking and stomping around the house, making all kinds of do-do-do.
We usually think of there being two categories. You're a morning person or you're a night owl, but there's also the afternoon people.
Oh, who are they?
They're most alert in the lunchtime to 5 p.m. range.
I'm surprised to hear that.
That's
such a downtime for me.
Well, that's what I'm... But that's...
Yeah.
But that's... You've spent all your energy in the morning, and you're not even into it.
I know.
I think John would be... My husband would be... What do they call it?
Afternoon
person?
I
think
people.
He's that person.
Oh.
Night owls are most alert at night. Afternoon people are most alert. Mm. Lunchtime to 5 p.m.
Is that you, Hooman? I mean, that's when you do the bulk of your business.
I'm in recovery mode. I'm kind of messed. I slept for 13 hours the other night. I went to bed at 5 and woke up at 6 the next day. So
jeez.
I'm a little off.
So you're saying you're not really an anything person
right now? Yeah,
now.
Right now I'm just a hermit.
You're a great big nothing.
Yeah, I'm a big fat zero every day.
Sorry to hear it.
It's okay. Slowly.
How is the recovery going? Everything?
I don't know. I woke up in the middle of the night last night and then my neighbor started stomping around so I couldn't get back to bed. So hey, there you go. I don't know what to do about that neighbor.
What can you
move?
Do?
I know, right? Where am I going to find another place for 14?
You're
$1,400
not
a month with parking.
You can never move.
Well, you could move. Like Palo Alto, I hear there's great rents in.
Oh my God, that commute,
San Jose.
Oh, what about those bunk beds we keep hearing about?
Oh yeah, those are
like
great.
The pods, the renting pods for $1,200 a month.
And yeah, $1,200 a month, and you get to live in a room with 9 other people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
get a bathroom,
you get a queen
get a kitchen,
bed, yeah,
queen bunk bed.
Sure. I'm imagining you in Sonoma. Isn't the mayor there into you?
Oh, that's
I think that was Napa.
Napa,
yeah.
Napa Jill.
Oh,
let's give
Jill.
Her a shout out.
What up,
hey, Jill?
I can see you in Napa.
Yeah. With Jill?
Well, sure.
Sure, why not? Even if you just rent a room in her house.
I hung out with her a little bit at Bottle Rock.
Oh,
is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
That was loud.
Very pleasant person. Maybe I'll grab lunch with her. Jill Techel. T-E-C-H-E-L.
Stop it. You're hurting my ears. The is she still the mayor?
She is, yeah. I think she's going to step down after this term's over.
Oh. Well, then she'll have more free time for you.
Right.
Well, yeah.
You can bring her around to places.
Right. Well, I'm still... Wow, that was a big one.
How'd you make that happen?
You really held that one out.
I don't know.
We've been hearing about how bad plastic is for the environment.
We have,
and that it breaks down, but only into these small little particles that end up everywhere.
Can't even scoop them up with a net. They're so small.
Lots of tiny particles of plastic are in the food we eat and the water we drink.
Oh, is this how I'm eating a credit card?
You are eating a credit card every week.
A week?
Every week.
If you're eating fish.
No.
Oh.
Beer, salt, water, shellfish.
Well,
a lot of the stuff you eat has little tiny plastic particles in it. And
beer.
Absolutely, it's in your water.
So now, it's in the water? So I can't even.
That's why you got to get distilled water, everyone. Distilled.
Yeah, but even distilled water is going to still have plastic. It's not like the plastic went away because you boiled it.
No, distilled it comes from a well. There's no fluoride added to it.
Anthony. What are you talking about?
I mean,
thought distilled was just purified water.
Yeah, it's
water.
Just been
it's
heated
not,
up
Yeah, it's
and
been
purified.
Heated to boiling and it
depends on where you get your distilled water.
But and besides, you and your anti-fluoride stance is why your teeth are rotting out of your head and your back hurts.
That's not why.
You don't know that. It could be why.
I think that's what?
Fluoride's good for your teeth. Just don't eat it. That's all. She'd have like one of those.
Well, enjoy
fluoride.
Those credit cards, everybody.
All right.
Enjoy the credit cards.
You're having them too.
We're all having them.
I don't think
they're in everything we grow. They're in the water. That means they're in what we grow.
We ingest so much plastic, it's the equivalent of eating an entire credit card every week. The main source of delivering the plastic into our bodies are water, shellfish, beer, and salt.
Oh.
They say, is that safe? Salt. It doesn't seem like it's making us sick yet, but it can't be great.
Yeah.
This is all happening in real time. It's not something that, you know, we have a history of. So the author of the story is like, I'm hoping to ring the alarm for governments who haven't seemed to pay attention up to this point. You're feeding the people plastic.
Mm. What are we going to do? I mean, what are we going to do?
I don't know.
It's in everything.
It's on everything.
Sad.
I'm a culprit just like everybody.
I just had
a little thing of yogurt in a plastic cup.
Yep. Because that's what they're in. Single-use plastic. I guess you got to make your own yogurt at home now, Vinny.
How am I going to do
ramekins.
That?
I don't know. I don't know how to make yogurt. Ask Hooman. He seems like a yogurt guy.
He's
I don't
cranky
know how to,
now.
I'm not cranky.
What?
I don't make yogurt. I mean, I'll buy it every once in a while. Is yogurt covered in plastic, too? Is that what you
it comes in plastic. You know, I'm sure it's all yogurty plastic.
Embrace it? You get
it's amazing.
We don't want to embrace it, Kim.
Sucks.
Kim.
Oh, God, that's depressing.
How about a fast fact?
Give me something good, Vinny. Cheer me up.
There's no documented case in history of a pirate making a treasure map. None.
I don't know.
Made
about
up.
That. Let me look that up.
That is awesome.
It is made up.
So if you find one, it was made by the parrot?
Oh, you didn't
was
find
it
one.
Made by the, was it made by the first mate?
The switch to daylight saving time could have been even worse. One of the original plans was to set the clock forward 20 minutes every Sunday in April.
Oh my God.
Do it incrementally.
That would have been a huge pain in the ass.
The voice of Siri comes from a voiceover artist named Susan.
Oh, hey, Susan.
Susan Bennett.
Susan Bennett's the voice?
She was hired to record a bunch of phrases and sentences by a software company in 2005, and Apple eventually bought both the software and the recordings, and that, Susan Bennett, became Siri.
I've heard her name before.
You have?
Yeah. Real.
Like on Good Morning America or something, it came up.
Huh. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work to, I mean, all the words that Siri knows.
That's Siri?
She sounds regular. Like, I wonder what that pays.
Probably pretty good, wouldn't you think?
I hope so.
When I get a gig as Siri.
You think that job's going to open up soon?
I doubt it.
Start sending resumes to Apple.
I know. Hey, Apple.
Let me give you an example. I don't know how to help you with that.
Oh, nice.
I'm busy now. Ask me again later. How's that? Pretty good, right?
Pretty good.
Pretty good, Sarah.
I don't know. Oh, I think I'm being the A lady in on the.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive. Please don't do it.
It's illogical to text and drive.
So when the zombie apocalypse hits, Vinny will be in his van surrounded by cannibals thinking it's a good idea? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. My van sort of allows me to have some flexibility. If something were to happen, I would be safe in there for a period of time. I feel like it's a survival.
I guess you're short enough to stretch out on the back seat. That'll be good.
Wow, you still found a way, huh?
You just got to keep swinging no matter what.
Isn't that my job?
No.
I'm pretty sure that's my job.
No.
Are you going to see Susan
that's
Bennett
really good,
say a couple words here?
Yeah,
let's see.
That's Siri.
Oh, hilarious. Is that her?
Susan Bennett.
Did she die?
She looks like she was a smoker. Could you see all those wrinkles on the cigarette pole lips?
Lady. Yeah.
Didn't you do an audiobook? I feel like we went on auditions or something for audiobooks.
I audition for stuff all the time. I never get it.
You do?
You still do?
I've auditioned for a few things. Not recently, but
yeah,
I've auditioned
for...
I went
a few times.
I went
a couple
to
things.
Be the voice of... God, was it Intuit something?
I can't remember, but I remember going to this one studio in the city a few times with you.
Really?
Yeah. And I didn't get it. I swear to God, it's like people were like, oh, let's get Sarah to do the voiceover. And then I do it and they're like, nah. This is a Macy's thing that I was supposed to be good money to. And they're like, nah. Macy's, it's amazing. Can I get some money for that?
Yeah, keep going. Sale this weekend.
All this weekend at Macy's? All this weekend at Macy's. There's an amazing sale on things you want for your home.
I'm going to say no.
See?
Someone hire
her.
No,
you know what?
Give her the
do
job.
Do more with a smile on your face.
I was doing the Siri voice.
Yeah. I'll go one
more
time.
I know you were.
I think you should have got the job.
Thanks, Hooman.
You're hired.
They should just hire you because of this radio show.
No, that's the problem.
You're fired.
Fired.
Get out.
Coming up in Celebrity Trash, the Big Brother 21 cast.
You know it? You don't know it.
Let me read you the headline. The Big Brother 21 cast reveal is happening very, very soon.
Oh!
And there's already a familiar face.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.